Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cater tags and scores. Monday tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kubiak. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Kubiak steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive towards center. Belander catches it and throws to first to double up Bando. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Belander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belander is 0-1 in the game. Belander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Belander reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-1 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belander scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosboro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew scores. Killebrew moves to third. Nettles moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. There goes Nettles trying to get to home. Monday throws the ball into Campaneris, who relays the ball to Haney, who tags Nettles, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 3-2, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Haney is hit by the pitch. Monday moves to third. Rudy moves to second. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Ramon Webster. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Phil Roof now catching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowland covering, for the out. One out. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Harmon Killebrew now playing first base. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Cardenas moves to second. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for George Mitterwald. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Alan Lewis pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. Alan Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gritzenda now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olander moves to second. Lou Kraus now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Roof and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Oliva scores. It's 7-3, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-1 in the game. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Quilici moves to second. It's 8-3, Twins. Marcel Lachman now pitching. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quilici scores. Cardenas moves to third. It's 9-3, Twins. Joe Gritsenda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritsenda strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Cardenas scores. Rosboro moves to second. It's 10-3, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-5 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rosboro scores. Ulander moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Ulander moves to third. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-4 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater juggles the ball. That's an error on Cater. Ulander scores. Carew scores. Killebrew moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-3, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Oliva moves to third. Tovar moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cardenas hits a line drive towards the mound. Lachman catches it and throws to first to double up Quilici. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munday strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Cater moves to second. It's 14-4, Twins. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Marcel Lachman. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 14, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.